Time now to take five for your community, a service of WAMW. And on the phone with us today, we have Eben from Sodexo Services, the food service provider for Washington Community Schools, back with us. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for talking with us this morning. It is Tuesday, and once again, time for food distribution for those who have students in Washington Community Schools. Eben, this worked well last week. We're going to go with the same process this week, right?
Yes, sir. 4 to 5 p.m. at Lena Dunn Elementary and at the Junior High Gym.
Now, it's a kind of a drive-through type service. Talk about what everybody needs. First and foremost, they need to bring their students with them, right?
Yes, that's correct. Still have that guideline from the USDA. You still have to have the kids in the car with you. And check the Washington Community Schools website if you need the specific roadways to use to come in. I don't think I said at Lena Dunn, but you need to come to the gym at Lena Dunn also.
Now, the way this works is the people will stay in their vehicle, and you have workers that will actually check for the students to see how many packs you need, and then you'll actually just give it right to them in their car, right?
Yeah, we have 4 to 6 people outside, and they just come up and ask you how many kids, and they'll verify it, and then we bring the food out. It went pretty quick.
Now, you go ahead.
We handed out approximately a little over 10,000 meals in an hour at both locations combined.
Wow.
Last week. So, yeah, it went pretty good.
That's impressive. That's a lot of food. Now, talk about what is in each of these meal packs, because they're actual meal packs, correct?
Yes, they're 5 days' worth of food. You have 5 days' breakfast and 5 days of lunch. It's a variety of things because it depends on what we can get in as far as supplies. Breakfast could be cereal bars, individual bowls of cereal, snack crackers. It has to be some kind of a fruit juice or a piece of fruit and a milk. And at lunch, we're trying to vary that up a little bit. We've been doing ham and turkey sandwiches the last 2 weeks, but this week we're going to have hot dogs and ham and turkey sandwiches, a combination of those, cheese for the sandwiches, a fruit, whole fruit, vegetable, and milk.
Well, this is a great service, Eben, and hats off to you and all of your staff at Sodexo for keeping this going. Again, Lena Dunn Elementary Gym, Junior High Gym, whichever one is closest to you. Doesn't matter what school you go to either. This is for all Washington Community School students, and there's no guidelines as far as how much income a family makes either, right? This is for any student that's in Washington Community Schools. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Any child 18 or under that we see can get a meal for free.
That's it. All right. Well, again, a great service provided through Sodexo. That is today, 4 to 5 p.m., two locations, Lena Dunn Elementary Gym or the Washington Junior High Gym. Stop by, drive-through service. They'll bring it out to your vehicle. But remember, you do have to have your students with you to claim the amount of meal packs that you get. A good variety of food for breakfast and lunch is provided. A free service through the Washington Community Schools, Sodexo, and the food program. And Eben, I know this has not been easy, as the service providers are even struggling at this time to keep the food supply going, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, all the way up the food chain, to coin the phrase, places don't have supply because all the restaurants and things like that are closed. They don't have any customers, so they've been laying off drivers, laying off warehouse workers, and so they're not quite as efficient. So sometimes it does make it difficult to get supplies, but so far we're still getting them.
Well, is the plan to stay with Tuesday afternoon distribution now until further notice? Is that what your hopes are anyway?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do. We get most of our supply trucks in on Monday, so that gives us plenty of time to bag all this stuff up, because it is quite a lot of work for the food service workers to get these done, and they've been doing a great job so far.
Well, hats off again to all of them. Job well done. 4 to 5 today, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., Lena Dunn Elementary Gym or Washington Junior High Gym. You can pick up your food packs for the week for your students through Sodexo and the Washington Community Schools. Eben, thanks for sharing the time with us this morning. Keep up the great work, sir.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Have a great day.
You too.
And that is Take 5 for your community on WAMW.